Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you the man who puts the definite article in front of his name, the Reverend Bryant A. Johnson, because he won't let you leave the Rev out if you have a conversation with him. You are up, sir. Let's talk Tuesday.
Yes, 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 yes. Hello, 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 and hello. If you guys can't tell, I'm fired up right now. I'm full of energy. My super extrovert is in full mode right now, and I want to get you guys just as fired up as I am because I want to tell you, you wanted it, now go get it. You wanted those dreams, now go get them. You wanted that family, now go get it. You wanted that success, now go get it. But listen, before you go get it, understand this. Write this down. Write this down. Kill your doubt. Kill your doubt. Don't let your doubt destroy you. Don't let your doubt keep you complacent. Don't let your doubt keep you stagnated. Don't let your doubt in your mind, because if you allow doubt in your mind, then comes the nervousness of getting to your dreams. Yeah, I said it. Doubt makes you nervous. Doubt makes you scared. Doubt intimidates you to fulfill the life that's worthy of you. You deserve it. You need it. You cried for it. You begged for it. You didn't sleep at night for it. You told people about it. So guess what? Go get it. It's in your destiny. It's in your future. It's right in front of you. All you have to do is go get it. Kill your doubt. Point two, don't let procrastination end. Procrastination is the killer of all dreams. Procrastination will keep you sitting on your couch, playing your PlayStation, binge-watching Netflix. Don't let procrastination in. Don't let procrastination come to you. Don't even talk about procrastination. Don't even think about procrastination. Because when you think about procrastination, you become a procrastinator. Why can I say that? Because I was the world's greatest procrastinator. I had the award for procrastinating. I wore the trophy for procrastinating. If you want to know what area I was the GOAT in, I was the greatest of all time at procrastinating. You know why? Because I allowed excuses after excuse after excuse after excuse kill what I really wanted. I had dreams. I had goals. I had plans, but I allowed excuses to kill it. I allowed excuses to come into me, and I used those excuses to put a halt in my plan and said, I'm not going to do it right now because of this. I can't afford it. I'm not going to do it right now because it doesn't please the people around me. I'm not going to do it right now because my family is not going to accept me. All of that don't matter. What matters is you dying, living a life that was worthy of you. When you die, you don't want to die full. You don't want to die full of dreams. You don't want to die full of your goals. You want to die empty. You want to have left it all on the field. You want to give it all you got. You want to give it all your energy. You want to give it everything that's in you. You can do it. Go get it. You wanted it? Now go get it. It's in your hands. It's right there in front of you. Listen, point number three. Listen, watch this. Watch this, because not only do I not want you to let doubt in, not only do I not want you to be a procrastinator, but listen to this. Don't please people. When you please people, then you come subject to failing at anything you wanted to do. Reason being, it's because nobody wants you to succeed. Nobody wants you to live your dreams, because if they did, you'll already be living them. If they supported you like they say they did, they would have put that money behind you so you could open up that company. If they really on your team, they would say, go after it. They wouldn't have said, it don't look good on you. Watch this. Your dreams look good on you. Your goals look good on you. Your destiny, it looks good on you. So when you look yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself you look good, you're telling your dreams, you look good on me. But if you allow doubt in, if you allow procrastination to start coming into your life, and if you allow yourself to please the people that's around you that really is not adding value to your life, all of the only reason they're really around you is because you say you love them, you are not living a life that's worthy of you. You are not going after what you say you want. Now, since we said we want it, let's go after it. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Because after you do those three things, there's only one thing that you need to do after that, and that's get up and go. In my favorite book in the Bible, as you guys know, I am a pastor, I am a preacher, it says that faith without works is dead, which literally means that I can't have faith and I'm just still sitting there. If I say I have faith, I'm going to go after my goals. If I say I have faith, I'm going to go after my dreams. If I say I have faith, it doesn't matter what pleases the people around me. What matters is me living a life that's worthy of me. Because watch this. As much as I love them, I can't help them win until I first win. You have to first win in order to help somebody else win. You can't teach nobody how to be a winner and you're still losing. You can't do that. That's not right. That's almost impossible. Because how can you teach me how to win and you're losing? You never accomplished winning, so you can't teach me how to accomplish something you never got yourself. So I'm not going to worry about the people around me. I'm not going to worry about the situations. I'm not going to worry about the problems. I'm going to stop letting my budget stop me from fulfilling my dreams. Because if I say it's worthy of me, guess what? I have the energy, I have the resources, I have the knowledge, and I have the intelligence to get up, walk out, do something, and make my dreams come true. I always like to say, and you'll hear me say this a lot, don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. But if you sleep long enough, that dream will become your worst nightmare. What are you saying? What I'm saying is doubt, procrastination, and pleasing people will be the destruction of your destiny. Listen, you asked for it. You wanted it. You cried for it. You prayed for it. You begged for it. You pleaded for it. Now get up. Get up. Get up. Because you are a champion. Go get it. It's right there for yours for the taking. It's up for the taking. Go get it. Now the question is, how bad do you really want it? Are you willing to say, hey, I'll stay up 18 hours, put in the work, read the books, do the training, take the classes, do whatever I need to get to my dreams? Or are you going to say, man, I'm tired. I need to get some rest so I can go punch the clock tomorrow. So I'm going to go to sleep at 7 because the world say I got to be up by 6 so I can be at work at 7. So I'm going to put my dreams on hold. Because I'm controlled by a system. Listen, you wanted it. Now go get it. It's worthy of you. It's deserving of you. But the question is, are you deserving of it? Anything you want, you can have. It all begins within. I am Z, Reverend Brian A. Johnson. That's my time. Thank you, guys.
Well, all right. Man, I tell you what, you just, he came to slay. That's what he did. This man came to slay. He was going to take no no's for an answer. That is it, Tempest. I believe you can unmute the line, and all of you, please stay muted if you choose. And Reverend, you can run your own Q&A after all of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, most definitely. If you guys have any questions, concerns, comments, or advice, or even encouragement, the lines are open. Go right on ahead.
Let me break the ice. I'm just going to say, and I quoted it, I'm going to stop letting my budget dictate my dreams. That's what I got to say. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Whoever's next.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. You did awesome. I was a little nervous. But you did awesome. I was a little nervous you were going to kind of slap us in the face, but you really did. You pumped me up. You pumped me up. I'm ready.
Awesome.
I'm ready.
Awesome. Awesome. Go get it. Let's go
I
get
am.
It.
I am.
Let's go
I am.
Get it.
I'll see. Thank you so much. Great job.
You're
great
very
job.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Do we have anybody else? Anybody else?
Reverend Johnson.
Sister Grayson.
My Lord. Okay. you was going to be nice. Okay. All right. Kill your doubt. Don't let procrastination in. I got that. Because procrastination is the worst nation to be in. I got that. It is the killer of your dream. You weren't the only one who got a PhD in procrastination. I was right there in class with you. Okay, but yeah, I understand. It is the killer of dreams. And the minute you start procrastinating and sitting on the couch and playing PlayStation, the minute that the dreams say, yeah, we're going to get up and go to somebody else. So
yeah,
thank you. Thank you for your talk today, your nice, uplifting talk. I sure appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. That was uplifting. Thank you so much, Miss Grace. Thank you, thank you. I guess I graduated magna cum laude, and you graduated summa cum laude.
That's it.
That's what it was. Okay, awesome, awesome. Do we have anybody else? Anybody else do we have? Who else do we have tonight?
Hey, Brian. How are you? Oh, go ahead.
Hey.
Oh, no, go ahead, go ahead.
Please, you go first.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for tonight's call. Your energy was awesome. It was well needed, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Dynamic, dynamic. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Glad I was able to help lift you up. Now let's go get it.
Hi, Brian. I mean, Reverend Brian A. Johnson. After a call like that, I have to put the Reverend. on the front. So I really enjoyed your call. I do have the point, but I just have a question.
Yes.
A quick question for you. With your first point, you said kill doubt. How do you, if you could give like a step or two, or just how do you, if I wanted to like get up and go after it right now, but I know doubt is where I'm going to halt first, how do you kill it?
Don't think.
Okay.
See, when we think, that's when we allow everything negative to come in. Like, we don't sit and think, say, hey, I'm going to go work towards my dreams, and we don't think, ooh, I'm going to be successful on the way. No, we say, I'm going to work towards my dream, and we seek everything else. Ooh, what time is it? Is it too late? Ooh, I'm hungry. Did I eat today? Ooh, my kids called me. Do I need to pay them some attention? Like, we think of everything else other than the victory that comes with us fulfilling our dreams. So
okay.
When we say we're gonna fill our dreams, just get up and move. I heard a speech. I can't even think of the woman's name, but she's dynamic. But she say every morning she give herself 5 seconds to give up, because she know after 5 seconds she's not gonna move. So she don't even think. She just get up. So when it's time to do your dreams, when it's time to do your goal, because think about it. When it's time for you to go to work in the morning, do you think about it? No, you get up and go. Because you know that's what you have to do. Same with your dreams. If you feel like it's worthy of you, you get up and go do it. Because you know that's what you have to do to fulfill and live a life that's worthy of you.
All right. Thank you very much. Great job. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
That boy's still on fire. Keep running it, Remy. Keep running it.
Man, I've been sitting around you all day, man. Anybody else? Anybody else? Who do we have out there today? Coach?
I don't want to talk to you. I'm just going to say thank you, Reverend, for a wonderful message that was not uplifting and nice that you told me at 5:36.
Ooh,
but thank you
right.
Anyway for sharing your gift and being super extroverted. I guess that's what this means. But thank you for...
Yeah, he kicked in.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you for stirring me up and getting me back focused on what I need to do. And you did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That was candy.
No.
That was candy with the medicine.
No. Never. Never. But thank you.
Well, I'm going to ask my mentor to teach. Mentor, teach me how to give candy, okay?
You're the wrong one.
I'll
anybody
have to
teach you tomorrow.
Okay. Do we have anybody else on tonight? Questions, concerns, comments? Anybody else? Awesome, awesome. Well, I hope everybody was helped. I hope everybody got something from it. If you was unable to catch everything, because I know I have a tendency of speaking fast, especially when I'm pumped up like this, this will be on podcast in about less than 30 minutes, actually. It will be on podcast, so you can go to Brick by Brick and download it and listen to it and rewind it and get all the nuggets you need to understand that you wanted it. Now go get it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard from the Reverend Brian A. Johnson, the newly Director of Spirituality of the ATS. They are companies. I'm sure he loves that. We appreciate you.
I try not to say nothing.
Catch us next week as Michelle, the Director of Outreach, comes to us via One Red Shoe with a topic I'm sure that we are not ready for because everybody is great. Transformation is important. Introspection is even more important. Self-awareness is the key to all things. We appreciate you next Tuesday. Let's Talk Tuesday. We'll be back with Michelle. Thank you all for coming out. Reverend, sign us out.
You can plan better. You can dominate. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you and good night.
There it is.